only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Jim Petri, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 21st day of June 2020. Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 8th day of March 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. We begin with Zero Hour. Russian brigades have launched a surprise all-out attack in central Donetsk, crushing Ukrainian fortresses. Why am I not surprised? We get these stories from War News in both Russian and English. It's a major, major development. And of course, no surprise for those who follow these events. Dramatic scenes are unfolding in the Ukrainian axis as the Russian army launched a general offensive and broke through the Ukrainian defenses on a hitherto frozen front. The development is significant as the Russians have launched a five-pronged offensive in an attempt to encircle Ukrainian forces for a long pincer in central Donetsk. The Russian forces start from Chezov Yar and Kalikova and converges with Okhotino. At the same time, three Russian brigades attack toward Bokhorus, the strategic junction. It's happening. Very significant. Meanwhile, a huge ammunition depot of the French army was blown up in Chad. What a shame. You will not be able to send them to Ukraine, say the Russians. Russian sabotage operation against NATO and pro-Western countries around the world? Probably yes. At least 9 people were killed, 46 injured, when a chain explosion took place the night of Tuesday to Wednesday in ammunition depots in the capital of Chad, as announced by the Minister of Health of the African country. He did not hide his concern. The death toll may rise in the coming hours. Several of the injured are being treated in critical condition. Those excessive explosions turned night into day in the capital, while stray shells from the military base's ammunition depot hit houses, many residents rushed to flee the area in fear. In the morning, Chadian President Mohamed Idriss Deby visited the area, which resembled a bombed-out landscape with wrecked vehicles and mangled sheet metal strewn around a huge crater. The Russians revealed that the large ammunition depot belonged to the French army and was a strategic weapon reserve in Africa. The damaged depot is considered to be the largest in the country, in addition to many homes of local residents near the depot, an airport, and several accommodation centers for French military personnel. This means that ammunition stored there could end up in the hands of the Ukrainian armed forces. But after the emergency, it looks like that won't happen. Yes, I would say it won't happen. Meanwhile, Ukraine's draft woes leave the West facing pressure to make up for the troop shortfall. Right. Sending French, German, or especially American troops to help the Ukrainians, the neo-Nazis. Ukraine's current military recruitment campaign is not going according to plan. Announced on April 16, 2024, the drive was aimed at enlisting hundreds of thousands of young Ukrainian men to help push back against a Russian invasion that gained momentum in recent months. But the effort has been met with public skepticism, draft dodging, and opposition to unpopular, heavy-handed attempts to root out those not heeding the call to sign up. It's even, I add, resorted to kidnapping and grabbing people off the street. It's left the Ukrainian army struggling to fill the positions officials say are needed to beat back the invading army. Sorry, no chance of that. Rather than solving Ukraine's problem, the draft effort is multiplying them, and that puts pressure on the West's current strategy to support Ukrainian primarily through military aid. Moreover, I believe it risks a prospect of troops from NATO countries eventually being pulled into direct military confrontation with Russia, where I add they'll be ground up just as have the Ukrainian troops. Have no doubt about it. Nevertheless, we get Southfront reporting what I think is just incredible claim. Up to 500,000 NATO soldiers waiting to enter Ukraine. Right. All but they're just as enthusiastic about it as the Ukrainians. When Russia launched its special military operation on February 24, 2022, it became the active part of the Kremlin's strategic counteroffensive against crawling NATO aggression. At the time, President Putin made it clear that anyone foolish enough to get directly involved would be met with consequences they'd never experienced in their history. And indeed, nobody desired to get into a direct confrontation with Moscow. That forced the political West to find workarounds to provide indirect support for its favorite neo-Nazi puppets. However, what began with batches of anti-tank guided missiles and manned portable air defense systems ended up with heavy armor, even nuclear capable fighter jets. In other words, NATO keeps probing Russia, testing its patience and willingness not to escalate the already highly volatile situation. And yet in recent months, the world's most aggressive racketeering cartel has become more brazen than ever before, with advanced intelligence surveillance reconnaissance system being actively used for target acquisition and guidance of Western weapon delivered to the Kiev regime. Luckily, through the use of its advanced surface air missile systems and world-class electronic warfare, Russia is able to negate most of the advantages that the neo-Nazi junta is getting in this way. All this is making NATO leaders quite nervous, as they believe that Russia's victory would have disastrous consequences for the collective West's geopolitical standing. That's it. For the collective West's geopolitical standing. This is going so far that mainstream propaganda machine is now openly advocating for NATO and neo-Nazi junta-sponsored terrorist attacks across Russia, even including on their public schools. How bad is that? Meanwhile, just to give you another sign of who's on the right side of these issues, Russia rescues hundreds of adrenochrome victims destined for Washington, D.C. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to dismantle the adrenochrome supply chain as news breaks out that Russian forces have liberated 50 imprisoned, emaciated children in an adrenochrome farm near Shostaka, Ukraine. This is gruesome stuff. Gruesome. Meanwhile, very significant. Russia-North Korea signed mutual assistance pact. On the first leg of a trip abroad, Russian President Putin signed a new mutual assistance agreement with a DPRK, Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Moscow and Pyongyang's ties have surged after the U.S. attempted to isolate Russia in response to the invasion of Ukraine. According to the Russian state news agency TASS, Putin and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un, I like the guy, signed a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement and several other important documents. The outlet said the deal goes beyond the military sphere and includes trade and other forms of cooperation between the two neighbors. While the details of the agreement are not public, Putin explained that it provides, among other things, for the provision of mutual assistance in the event of aggression against one of the parties to this document. Kim labeled the deal a very robust treaty. I like it. This is good. Years and years ago, when I was visiting Buenos Aires, I spoke with the imam of a mosque there where I'd been invited to speak and explained how important it was for Iran to join with Russia and China in a mutual defense pact. This is a variation on that theme. Meanwhile, War News 24/7. Putin said it and did it. Russian-North Korea mutual defense pact loads Pyongyang with nuclear ICBMs. Think about it. Russia-North Korea signed a mutual aid defense pact, a pact that changes the situation in Asia and in Ukraine. War News 24/7 revealed since yesterday the signing of the defense pact. Russia and North Korea are now obligated to help each other in the event of an attack by the U.S. or a third country, upsetting South Korea's operational plans. It's not yet clear whether Pyongyang will immediately send North Korean troops to Korea. This option is on the table, and depending on the turn of events, will be activated. Let me say, North Korea has one of the most formidable armies in the world. Have no doubt about it. Their training is superb. In addition, and this is the most important thing that directly concerns Cyprus, due to the British base in Akrotiri, Russia will equip North Korea with modern missiles, medium and long range, while will deliver nuclear technology. The target is American bases in South Korea, Japan, and Guam. Putin put into practice what he said. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I will give missiles to your enemies. Enemies of the United States, of course. Meanwhile, we have Colonel McGregor talking about the situation here as it develops. Hey. If we can get skip past this outrageous guy. Here we go.
As the war continues to rage between Russia and Ukraine, the situation seems to keep expanding. As now that we have Vladimir Putin has just finished a state visit with North Korea, which it has a lot of ramifications, not just for the Russia-Ukraine war, but also for regional security in the Asia-Pacific and just generally among great power competitions. We're going to be talking about some of this, and we're breaking down some of the implications for American national security and what American interests are. And we have probably the best guy we have on our show here, Colonel Doug McGregor, CEO of Our Country, Our Choice, highly decorated combat veteran, to talk about this. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Well, there is a lot of stuff to talk about here, and probably not just with the Russia and Ukraine. If we're talking about American interests and things that we need to be aware of, but let me not get ahead of myself. First of all, I want to talk about Vladimir Putin. last weekend especially, there were kind of a couple of dueling peace proposals, one from Putin where he talked about it, and then one from the Zelensky/American where they're trying to say, hey, we need to have peace on our side. Both sides had kind of maximalist views that seem to be very divergent. But I think when we get into some of the details, one is kind of based, it's harsh, but kind of based in reality. And one is based in fantasy and no reality whatsoever. We're going to get into that. First of all, here's what Putin said when he was in Pyongyang talking about the future.
This confrontational policy pursued by the United States to expand its military infrastructure in the region goes hand in hand in the growing scale of military exercises involving South Korea, Japan, and they're clearly hostile with regard to the DPRK. Such steps undermine peace and stability on the peninsula and threaten the security of all the countries in Southeast Asia.
Now, what do you make of that? Because obviously you were in the military for quite a number of years, and you understand why a lot of exercises happen. To what extent do some of our exercises that he was referring to there in the Indo-Pacific area, especially around both North Korea and China, for that matter, contribute to security for the U.S. or take away from?
Well, that question could be answered pretty easily. I don't think it does much for us at all. But that's not the basis or the rationale for Putin's trip to North Korea. We need to understand that Putin or Russia, let's just say Moscow, has always had the ability to escalate conflict and tensions and crisis with us or anybody else horizontally. What I'm saying is that his trip to North Korea is a very clear and unambiguous signal to us that while you are in our backyard in Ukraine, cultivating hostility and hatred towards us, while you have attempted to destroy Russia using Ukrainian forces, and this all happens in the aftermath of the CIA-installed puppet government in Kyiv, we can do things to you. We can make life miserable for you. And one of those ways is we can stir trouble, stir the pot in North Korea. He did the same thing essentially when he sent ships and that submarine that surfaced off the coast of Cuba and then moved into the harbor of Cuba. It was another signal that we can escalate horizontally. If you'd like, I think he would probably open discussions with the Mexican cartels as to what additional kinds of armaments and capabilities Russia could supply to them in Mexico. This is all a part of the same attempt to sober us up, Dan, and get us to understand that what's good for you can be good for us. Don't underestimate our abilities to spread this thing in ways that are antithetical to you, because let's face it, the war is over in Ukraine. He's won it. He now controls or holds all the key cards. He is in a position now to decide what he wants to do. It doesn't matter what we want him to do. It doesn't matter what we say. It doesn't matter what we threaten. He can do any damn thing now that he wants to do in Ukraine. What he really wants to do is end the war and create a new peaceful stability in Western Ukraine. That can be done, but we are not going to support it. And that means that he has to now seriously consider seizing Kyiv, crossing the Dnieper River, going down to Odessa as the first big stage in ending the conflict. And then secondly, from that standpoint, negotiate with new governments in Europe in the fall. He's not a fool. He knows that European governments are changing. The people that have been ruling in Europe since this insane war began are going to be gone. Now, that doesn't mean they'll all immediately come to Moscow and recognize the utility of ending conflict with Moscow, but I can tell you, Berlin is certainly going to move in that direction. And that's probably more important than anything else. And if you look at the most recent polling data that I have from Poland, Polish people are not just sick of the war, they're sick of millions of Ukrainians being inside their country. They want this thing to end. So their government, which has been a stooge for the European Union and NATO, is about to get an education. And that's what happened with the European elections. All of these, what they call far-right parties, which is a joke, these are simply parties that don't want to go to war against Russia and don't want to suffer under the sanctions that we've imposed any longer. They're going to take over. Now, how rapidly can they move? And I think we know from history that you don't turn off and turn on conflict and crisis the way you do with a light switch. But it's clearly moving in Moscow's favor. That's all.
And it's interesting. And actually, before we move on to the next topic, I want to stick on what you mentioned there, because you said that Russia could move up to and possibly even beyond the Dnieper River. But of course, we've seen really from the beginning of this year that Russia's been making methodical progress, but it's been pretty incremental. Other than a couple of big spurts in Avdiivka and several other places, not far from also from Bakhmut and some of the areas in Kupiansk, and now a little bit of an incursion up north of Kharkiv, it's continued to go a little bit slow. Do you see Russia either, one, just trying the slow methodical to just wear out the entire force, or do you think that, number two, it's actually possible they could make a big punch somewhere?
Well, I don't think the somewhere is any question. I think they've got 100,000 troops up in White Russia or Belorussia prepared to move from the north to the south on the...
We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Antiwar.com reports there's tension between the IDF and Netanyahu, declaring his goal of eliminating Hamas is unachievable. A spokesman for the Israeli military explained that PM Netanyahu's goal of eradicating Hamas is not achievable. The statement comes amid a growing rift between the Israeli leader and the military. In remarks to Israel Channel 13 News Wednesday, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the military spokesperson, explained the PM's stated objective in Gaza is an insult to the Israeli people. This business of destroying Hamas, making Hamas disappear, is simply throwing sand in the eyes of the public, he said. Hamas is an idea. Hamas is a party. It's rooted in the hearts of the people. Whoever thinks we can eliminate Hamas is wrong. Wonderful. Fascinating. On the other hand, I think that Netanyahu wants to use the idea of eliminating Hamas as his justification for the ongoing slaughter, even if it is in fact unachievable is a public relations stance. Meanwhile, questions rise, is it reasonable to kill over 200 for the sake of four, or actually 274 for the sake of four? Obviously not. Grossly disproportional. Meanwhile, we have additional report. Democrat leaders green light significant arms deal with Israel. A massive arms sale to Israel have been approved after two key Democrats removed their opposition, the Washington Post reported Monday. Representative Gregory Meeks of New York, the top Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, yielded to pressure from the White House and Israel advocates, ending months of delay in the committee's authorization. Similarly, Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, a prominent Israel supporter on the Foreign Relations Committee, immediately backed the deal, having previously stood with Meeks in a show of collegial solidarity. From the outset, Republicans on these committees had supported the arms deal. The approved package includes essential items such as JDAM kits, which convert simple bombs into precision-guided weapons, tank ammunition, armored vehicles, and mortars, valued at nearly $1 billion. Additionally, the deal encompasses a future sale of 50 F-15 fighter planes, a multi-billion-dollar commitment expected to be fulfilled over several years. Yes, we cannot do enough to support Israel, the weapons it needs to slaughter the Palestinians. That, after all, is what America is all about. No wonder they need our tax dollars for such valuable projects as genocide. That's the American way. Meanwhile, the UN has concluded Israeli authorities are responsible for crimes against humanity. Speaking to the UN Security Council, the head of an investigatory body probing the Gaza war found Israeli officials committed war crimes during military operation in the Strip. No surprise there. Navi Pillay, chairperson of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, announced her findings to the UN Security Council Wednesday, stating the commission had concluded that Israeli authorities are responsible for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and violations of international humanitarian and human rights law. She explained those crimes include, quote, extermination, intentionally directing attacks against civilians and civilian objects, murder or willful killing using starvation as a method of war, forcible transfer, gender persecution, sexual and gender-based violence amounting to torture and cruel or inhuman treatment. They claimed Hamas had committed similar crimes, but if they have, it's just as disproportional as the 274 to 4. The Israelis are overwhelmingly guilty. Meanwhile, the Houthis have sunk another ship in the Red Sea, and I expect it will continue. My colleague, Scott Bennett, has suggested that Putin might very well give weapons not only to North Korea, but to Yemen. I endorse that. A really good idea. A Greek-owned bulk carrier sank on Wednesday, nearly a week after an attack by Yemen's Houthis, which reportedly killed a crew member on board. The second vessel downed by the armed faction following dozens of raids on ships transiting the Red Sea. Dubbed the Tutor, the cargo ship capsized after the Yemeni coast days after it was targeted by at least two Houthi munitions, which the military, British, suggests it was struck by an unknown airborne projectile and another waterborne craft, likely an unmanned drone boat. The vessel took on water for some time before it ultimately sank. You know, I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up the door. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
AntiWar.com has published on conflicts of interest. Will Biden ever say no to Netanyahu? I don't think there's a chance. Echoed by Mondo Weiss, the U.S. power structure is blindly dedicated to Israel. There can be no question about it. Recently, an important event occurred at Columbia Law School. The school's law review published a piece on a sweeping legal theory of the Nakba. My Harvard Law student, Reba Igbri, and the Board of the Law Review stepped in an unprecedented fashion to shut down the publication online. After The Intercept reported the website had been nuked, the authoritarian move became an embarrassment, and the peace was restored. Students obviously felt chilled. The story reminds us the U.S. establishment is firmly and blindly pro-Israel. The board that quashed the students included operators of the highest order. Professor Gillian Metzger, who also serves in the Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel, Justice Department Senior Counsel Lewis Yellen, and Ginger Anders, a former assistant to the U.S. Solicitor General. We used to call people like this the ruling class. These high appointees understand what American values are. And today, American values are standing by Israel, even as it massacres thousands of children. These values surely have to do with the importance of Zionist donors at Joe Biden universities. But they go beyond that to the makeup of the U.S. establishment. Pro-Israel voices, including Jewish Zionists, are a significant element of corporate culture. They are a generational force. Young progressives and young Jews are rejecting Israel, but they aren't in the power structure. Well said. Meanwhile, as Jews join pro-Palestinian protests, the most unified supporters of the Zionist state in the United States are Christian evangelicals. Veterans Today reports there are 26 Jewish members of the 2023-24 House of Representatives in the United States, just 5%. They don't all walk together in lockstep. Last month, several Jewish representatives broke rank by voting against a bill on the ground that it would criminalize valid criticism of the state of Israel. The Anti-Semitic Awareness Act, however, received unanimous support from powerful Christian fundamentalists. The bill was pushed forward by House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has ties to far-right Christian movements. Christian United for Israel's John Hagee and the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Ralph Reed defended the bill. Christians United for Israel is the largest Zionist organization in the U.S. with 10 million members. Based in San Antonio, Texas, it's so important to the Republican Party that Florida Governor DeSantis, former U.N. Ambassador Haley, and former VP Pence all turned up at its 2023 annual conference. Former President Trump seeks its backing. Research indicates 51% of American evangelicals believe that Jews are God's chosen people. Their faith tells them that the foundation of the state of Israel is a prerequisite for the second coming of Jesus Christ and that Israel must be defended at all costs. The majority of Christian Zionists belong to Bible Belt evangelical churches in the Southeast and South Central United States. They oppose liberal values on gender, education, immigration, and abortion. Well, I probably agree with them on all the latter, but most certainly not on supporting Israel. Meanwhile, the American Journal, a poll shows Hispanic voters favor Trump over Biden on immigration. Don't be surprised by that. Meanwhile, the Asian American Foundation's ADL partnership is a betrayal to Asian American communities, Mondo Vice reporting. Check it out. Here we have. Currently entering its ninth month, Israel's brutal assault on Gaza continues to cast fault lines in U.S. politics. Students, activists, and voters have challenged the complicity of the U.S. government, universities, and corporations in enabling the mass destruction of Gaza and the genocidal violence that's taken over 40,000 lives and counting. For some Asian American activists, the movement in defense of Palestinian lives has raised some surprising revelations about the influence of Zionism in Asian American movement spaces. Nowhere is that influence clearer than in the case of the Asian American Foundation, a billion-dollar philanthropic foundation founded in May of 2021, amid rising national attention to an increase in anti-Asian incidents. TAAF claims to be committed to building a safer, more inclusive future for the APIs everywhere by using its deep pockets to fund best-in-class organization at work to confront anti-Asian discrimination. But the presence of the Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt on TAAF's board of directors had drawn concern from activists who say Greenbacks staunch support of Israel and smears against supporters of Palestine undermines TAAF's supposed vision for a more inclusive future. No doubt whatsoever. Meanwhile, Roger Stone tells Breitbart Michelle Obama will replace Biden. Political strategist Roger Stone told Breitbart News he believes Democrats will replace President Joe Biden with Michelle Obama. That would be appropriate, since it would give Barack his fourth term. It would be enough to turn the USA into a communist nation. Barack is a communist. He is the one who set the stage. He was raised by communists, mentored by revolutionary communists, Franklin Marshall Davis, only hung around with Marxist professors, and went to the church of a liberation theologist. If Michelle wins, does that mean she will be proud of her country for a second time? After being asked if he thinks Biden will drop out of the 2024 presidential race, Stone replied, if you went to the Turning Point event at Palm Beach, which was a great event, I predicted in my remarks that shortly before the conventions, the Democrats would recognize that Joe Biden is just not capable of getting through another campaign. If anything, things are worse than they were then, adding that Biden is non compos mentis. It's quite obvious, Stone continued. The epic corruption of his family, including his son, his brother, and others, has now been manifest. Everyone can see it. The chances are greater than they have ever been before that Joe Biden will be replaced. And shortly before the convention, he'll announce his decision not to resign, but not to run again. He'll throw it open to the convention. And I believe the convention will draft Michelle Obama. Well, we'll see what that's going to entail, because during my 2021st Volkswagen Conspiracy Conference, I talked about Michelle Obama and what who she really is, and we'll see what the public may think about her.
It doesn't look Bodega Super Speedway.
I talked about the various hate crimes, Hillary using body doubles and so forth.
Unbelievable.
Before I got to Michelle.
Hillary in the book about Orlando and Dallas, which of course Amazon has banned, but the book is still available if you are interested. Meanwhile, this is pretty fascinating. So we had the transition to Obama, Barack Obama, and Michelle Obama. Biden has said he'd take her in a heartbeat to run as his vice president, and he needs help. But Michelle was born Michael LaVon Robinson, played football at Oregon State before and after. Michelle has a package most women do not have. Her former doctor was paid millions for his silence, but finally spilled the beans. Here's Biden saying, I'd add Michelle Obama to my ticket in a heartbeat as his running mate. No doubt he would have done that. But get this, she actually played football at Oregon State. She's number 44 right here. She's number 44. To hide her new identity, she left Oregon State to attend Princeton under a new name, Michelle Robinson. Years later, she met Barry Obama Jr., a Kenyan immigrant. I think his name then may have been Barry Satoru, a Kenyan immigrant who became aware of Michelle's true identity. They married and adopted two children. Obviously, men cannot have children. More about that. I've done research on Obama's death certificate.
Birth.
And certainly the Hawaiian death certificate Birth. Is a total fake. There are all kinds of problems with it. We have two Kenyan death certificates.
Birth.
One appears to be authentic. It has a little footprint on it. The other is a fake, and it has the signatures of officials who were not in office at the time that birth certificate was issued. So it appears they had the second, so they could claim if someone started talking about the Kenyan birth certificate, they could say, oh yeah, that's already been debunked. Playing a game with ambiguity, a fallacy of equivocation. because there are two different death certificates, one of which, yes, has been debunked, birth, the other not, and appears to be authentic. Once again, this is a case where Donald Trump appeared to be spot on. He knew there was something wrong with Obama, and he nailed it, for which he was criticized. By the way, let me mention, since Kevin Barrett talked about Ted Cruz's father, Raphael, Gary King, Larry Rivera, and I did several shows about this, and we nailed down that indeed Ted Cruz's father, Raphael, was with Lee Oswald in front of the trademark in New Orleans, which meant he was or appeared to be on the fringe of the assassination, not a major player, which was confirmed by my belated realization that he was actually on the cover of my first collection of Epler studies entitled Assassination Science, with the guy who is the head of Alpha 66, among the most vicious of all anti-Castro organizations. So he cannot have been those two places at those two key times, both in New Orleans in front of the trademark, with Lee is handing out these Fair Play for Cuba flyers in order to give himself a new identity as a pro-communist Castro supporter, and also have been on Main Street near Dealey Plaza shortly before the assassination. Here you see a nice photograph of Barack with Michael. Many of you may know that he very often referred to Michelle as Michael, even addressing the Joint Chiefs of Staff when he became president. Notice Michael is obviously not a woman. Meanwhile, here you can see the package Michelle has that most women do not have, and how she let her beard go when her husband was no longer president. I mean, these are about as telling as it gets. Meanwhile, we have a fascinating report from the physician she had on a campaign trail, where they were told, not to bother her unless she got sick, which she never did. But he walked in on Michelle in a trailer near Trenton, New Jersey, taking a leak standing up. So he reports, I know what I know because I walked in on him, while he was taking a leak standing up in a bathroom in Trenton. They paid me for my silence, but after seeing what they did to the country, I just can't keep quiet, let them sue me. Or he explains that Michelle Obama is not a man who underwent a sex change. Michelle Obama is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. And by the way, a diligent student tracked down the parents of their two kids and noticed how the older girl looks like, just like her father, the younger, just like her mother. There's a whole lot of evidence to substantiate this, or I wouldn't be reporting it. Remember how Joan Rivers outed the Obamas and then was reported to be dead during a routine endoscopy just 2 months to the day, where she was being interviewed by a reporter asking, do you think we'll ever have a gay president? And she said, well, we already have the first gay president with Obama, so let's just calm down. You know, Michelle is a tranny, a transgender, we all know too. Meanwhile, here's a photograph that kind of brings it out. Big Mike with little Mike. Big Mike with little Mike. You think that's a man and a woman? Here's another comparison with another Mike. Mike Tyson and Michelle Obama. She looks pretty damn close to his same physique from the back. That's pretty stunning. Meanwhile, Joe Biden followed Hillary's lead. He's reported to have had a skull implant, so he didn't need to wear a wire. The anti-dementia medication he was taking had the unfortunate side effect of incontinence. They actually had staff meetings to discuss what brand of adult diaper he should wear. They requested breaks every 30 minutes, which the Trump campaign declined.
That's talking about, of course, the debates they were setting up then in relation to the 2020 election. Now we have the new debates. There's no audience. There are going to be a couple of breaks. The question becomes, how are they going to handle it? He's so obviously incompetent. I think they may just use another stand-in wearing a latex mask, and he'll have, a transmitter in the ear that's not visible because of the mask, something like that. We know they have a voice box that can guarantee the voice is the authentic voice. Hillary did that during her campaign when she was a body double against Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders on the national stage. She was younger, thinner, far more attractive, but she had the voice of Hillary Clinton. Nobody has called out anyone about all these phony doubles, not even really Joe Biden, who appears to have actually died in 2017. But what we've got now is so clearly and obviously not a competent. I will not be surprised. I've even predicted myself that Biden will not be on the ticket in 2024, suggesting he would be replaced by Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama. Newsom hasn't been panning out very well as California governor. We'll see.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they have been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Down to his knee, got to be a
share a couple of additional stories. Russia demands U.S. remove its nuclear weapons from Europe. What a good idea. Maria Zakharova pointed out that said missions are based on the forward deployment of U.S. weapons in Europe, thousands of kilometers away from the U.S., but within operational reach of Russian territory. Moscow, June 19th. Moscow demands Washington withdraw all U.S. nuclear weapons from Europe and eliminate the infrastructure for their deployment. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said at a briefing, regardless of the combat readiness of the weapons allocated for NATO's joint nuclear missions, this extremely destabilizing practice in itself remains the most serious problem for the security of the continent. Our demand in this regard remains unchanged, and include the withdrawal of all U.S. nuclear weapons from Europe, as well as the elimination of the infrastructure for their deployment there. Well done, well said. Meanwhile, Putin's been interviewed on his travels. During the last day of his official visit to Vietnam, he held a press conference sharing thoughts on a number of issues on Russia's alliance with North Korea. Commenting on the results of his trip, Putin said he hoped the agreements between Russia and North Korea will become a deterrent in the Korean crisis to prevent it from escalating. On South Korea's threat to send lethal weapons to Ukraine, possible deliveries of such weapons to the conflict zone in Ukraine by South Korea would be a mistake. On arms shipment to other countries, Russia is not ruling out supplying weapons to other countries in response to deliveries of Western arms to Ukraine. On U.S. manners in international relations, the United States' rudeness in relation with other countries does not do Washington any favors. On Volodymyr Zelensky's future, the West will blame Volodymyr Zelensky for unpopular decisions and will find a replacement for him, possibly in the first half of the next year, Putin guessed. In the West, they simply do not want to replace him. The time is not right. I think it's obvious to anyone. They will blame all unpopular decisions on him, including lowering the military draft age, and that's it. And then they'll replace him. I think it'll happen sometime in the first half of next year. Behind-the-scenes talks on with the West. Talks on Ukraine could start as early as tomorrow, but Russia will use the current situation as a starting point, the president said. We have been conducting the behind-the-scenes talks, and what we hope for has failed. This guy is a great leader. He's very intelligent. He's very competent. He knows history backwards and forwards. We have no one comparable to Vladimir Putin here in the United States, I'm sorry to say.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, tractors, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A five-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 21st day of June 2024, where I take your calls. We have several lining up here. Rick in Arizona, I'm calling on you first, Rick. Give us your thoughts.
Good day, Dr. Fetzer. You know, the high court just crushed all lower court objections to the red flag law today. Now, what that means, is you can't. They could just take your gun. In states that have red flag laws, they can just take your gun. And people think that it's one of your family members that can go to the court and get and warn them of your so-called state of mind. But see, the police officer has the right to file a threat order against you, and so does the attorney general. So, now. They want to evict you from your apartment. Well, the police officer says, well, I'm not going over there until, you know, we get his guns. So the police can go to the court and lobby the court to have your guns removed from you before they come to evict you from your apartment. Same thing with your job or your farmer that's going to have an auction that's losing his farm. Now,
Rick,
if you're in Montana, if you're in Montana and you say, well, I live in Montana, we don't have a red flag law. What have I been saying for the last year and a half on this radio station? Trump is going to organize enough senators to push a federal red flag law through when he goes into the White House.
God, I hope you're wrong, Rick. I thought it was only for people who are in the domestic violence,
That's nothing to do with it.
It doesn't.
These laws okay. Say that the attorney general can file against you and the police officer. Oh, no, this is Dr. Fetzer. What do you think they've been having these shootings for all the time?
The shootings I've been exposing again and again and again. Of course, it's to take our guns. I made that point.
Exactly. But it takes years of conniving and bribing to get to where they are today. Now, the Supreme Court now has made it final. That's settled law. So if Trump gets enough senators to get a federal red flag law, it cannot be struck down by a lower state court. See, they
Rick,
are working very cleverly.
Yeah. You're raising a very legitimate concern, Rick. I'm glad you continue to pursue it. Tom in Florida. Tom, give us your thoughts. Tom.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, my thought is this. First off, from the pews to the polls, I was looking at Breitbart. 30% of the Christians in this country don't even go vote. So if you had the people from the pews to the polls, I think it'd be a big change in the electorate. But we don't have that. We have all these people that sit on their ass and don't want to go out and vote. There's like they feel defeated, or I don't know what the hell's going on with that. But that's nuts. If you're gonna vote, go vote. If you're an American citizen, you got that. Too many men went to war. Too many men fought and died for you to get the right to go vote. Now, as far as Rick goes, with the Supreme Court ruling, I kind of tend to disagree. I don't think Trump's going to do that. But however, Have you noticed, Jim, in the weekend in Oakland, California, have you seen how many were shot in Oakland, California over the weekend? You look at the statistic, Jim?
No, tell us.
There's 41 people shot in Oakland, California over the weekend. There was 48 shot in Chicago. They don't even want to tell you what the numbers are in Philadelphia, of course, in Baltimore, and all the Atlanta, and, of course, South Florida. We don't know what all these numbers, but we know who's mainly doing all these shootings. Don't we, Jim? We agree on that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been following those race-based statistics, and black on black are the overwhelming majority of crimes killed. Blacks kill a lot of whites. Whites only kill a fraction of the blacks. It's very rare. In fact, it's the least frequent in terms of racial distribution. So if you have a call 100, the number of black on blacks, and the number of black on white is only 10, and the number of white on blacks is only 1 in terms of units of measurement. So you're absolutely right, Tom.
Okay, so now, yeah, thank you. Now here, Jim, we're looking at this scenario, and we also got to take in account that it ain't going to stop, okay? It ain't never going to stop because these guns are illegal. And by the way, Jim, when we look at these statistics, we're not talking, when they talk 41 shot in Oakland or 48 shot in Chicago, 7 dead in Oakland, 9 dead in Chicago. The other one are catastrophic wounds. A lot of these Afro-Americans are getting on each other. They have colostomy bags. They have to have care for the rest of their life going into hospitals and doctors and all that because some of these wounds are probably catastrophic. And you survive them, but you have to pay a dear price all your life. Okay? So we don't know how much money that's costing the taxpayers, let alone how many billions and billions of dollars we're giving the illegal aliens to come in here with their gang members, gangbangers, raping our women, committing all kinds of mischief. And like I was telling you, Jim, the other day I was telling you the water bill, they had it in South Florida paper here in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. That water, they expected to go up another 30 to 40% in the next 10 years. That'll be catastrophic, Jim. Where's all... You're bringing millions of people into California for and there ain't no water out there. What the hell are they going to do, Jim?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Tom, I'm listening. Go, keep going, Tom. Yeah, lay it on.
Well, you know, and then, you know, I got to say, Sammy made a call in yesterday about me, and I got to tell Sammy, I tell you what, Sammy, you buy, I fly. I'll fly out to Vegas anytime you want. I'll meet you out there. We go to South for a hookup with Sammy. If you want to meet me, you pay, I fly. And we'll have a good time. We'll go to have a couple cold ones.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. You must have some further, a final thought, Tom. Give me a final thought.
Well, you know, my final thought, Jim, is it's kind of sad what's going to happen with this debate that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. brought on the stage with Trump and Biden. Even though he speaks with a frog in his throat, I think he should be there to counterbalance both of these nonsensical nincompoops. But I got to say, unless they're the two evils, I'm going with Trump. I would never vote for that imbecile, murderous Biden. He's worse than Bill Clinton when it comes. Look what he's done to our Americans.
Tom, what did you think about Roger Stone's suggestion? I mean, it's very similar to what I've suggested, that Michelle is going to be drafted at the convention. What would be his prospects for election?
Well, it's like Joan Rivers said before she died and got murdered. I believe Michael's going to run the whole country one day. And she'll probably use Kamala as her bitch. So, yeah, I can see that happening. I can see Big Mike running the show, wouldn't you know? And Barry Sortero Obama being down to sit back in the corner as a cowering wimp. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think there's enough time now. I think Trump's going to win it. I think Trump will be the president. I think he's going to pick this guy, J.D. Vance. I think J.D. Vance will probably end up being the president. That's what I'm thinking. Because you remember, he's from the Appalachian Mountains. And in a poor region of the country. So I think he'd be a good pick. I mean, I don't know who else.
But he has such limited experience. He's only had like 2 years as a senator, period.
Well, John F. Kennedy was young and he didn't have much experience. I mean,
he had a lot of experience compared to J.D. Vance. There's no question about it, Tom. Okay, look.
One more final thought, Jim. Do you think John F. Kennedy, can he be a Republican, a Democrat today? They would kick John F. Kennedy out of the Democratic Party today.
Right.
He'd be considered a Ku Klux Klansman.
Tom, I think you're correct. I think you got that right.
Hey, good stuff. I hope Sebastian from Sweden calls in. Sebastian from Sweden or Mike from Brazil. You guys got to call in. We haven't heard from you so long. We need a report about the EU. What's going on with Macron and Le Pen and the French connection? Yeah. We need to know what's going on with Sweden, and we need to find out what's going on with those in Brazil, Mike. So we need to find out from Sebastian and Mike what's going on. And I just want to say, Sammy, heck yeah, I'll go out to Vegas whenever you want. If I had time, I'd go right now. But right now, it's
love to go. Love it. Love it.
Emo
love
Las it. Vegas, bro. You got it. Love
thank
it.
You. Thanks, Tom. Great stuff. Francis, North Carolina. What's up, girl?
Hey, young man. What isn't up? What is up? You know, I find it fascinating that we're having, let's see, a dude for a prez, a gal for a vice prez. Not much difference, even if Genocide Joe happens to bow out. You still got a dude up there with Michael. You still got a dude. The only difference is either a big, tight corset or an implant. Take your pick, or whatever mood they happen to be in. Not much different than Zelensky, for that matter, being a transvestite or whatever. Who knows? But I'm really going somewhere I shouldn't at the moment, but I did. But anyway, along with Kamala being there, bitch, that was a good one. That had to give me a chuckle for a moment there. It's just totally idiotic as far as that political scene goes. I'm just sitting back and watching. Oh, as far as the aspect that the military fought for our right to vote, you're right, except for one thing. When people go in the military, they go in voluntarily under the premise that they're doing it for their country. The military heads couldn't give a rat's testicle about whether their military personnel survive or not, period, end of story. So I look at it this way. Unless they actually put a candidate up there, which they never will, that's actually worth my vote, I'm not going to waste my time on that garbage. And quite frankly, if enough people actually withdrew their vote and didn't bother going, it could actually send a shockwave through the system, almost like, let's see, you put a virus into the computer mainframe, like in the Matrix or whatever, you have a system failure. I do that for an analogy, but when you think about it, system failure, yeah, big time. And then it would probably bring about martial law, but then again, no, Genocide Joe being absolute powerhead, it would actually be his administration or someone else's administration or the same one. So it's like a snowball effect. I'm just observing on the outside of what's going on. It'd be nice if we could go up to D.C. and kick everybody out of D.C. between the District of Criminals, the Federal Reserve, the Pentagon, you name it. Oh, and by the way, as far as picking various sites to bomb as far as Putin is concerned, there's a couple others that was not mentioned about, as well as Lockheed, Langley and so forth, and not him, that they have on YouTube or whatever. You also have to mention about Gunther Norman among three big major contractors that you don't see on the surface that are underground. So, yes, woo, going down another rabbit trail. But other than that, you have a fun weekend, and my heart and my thoughts go out to the Palestinians that really should be there. As it was mentioned in Florida about make Israel Palestine again. Oh, yeah, big time. Big time.
You got it. So you got it, Francis.
And big shout out to Victor and Layla, too, as well as Peter in L.A. So
You have a great weekend, Francis. Scottish John in Austin, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim.
Pleased to have you here. And let me say, the lines are completely open. If you ever want to get on and didn't want to wait, you got the opportunity today. Call in. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Can I pretend to be your foreign correspondent for a couple of minutes, yeah?
Sure.
Well, Well, as you may know, and I don't want to bore your listeners, but there's a general election coming up in Britain here in a couple of weeks. It's actually on the 4th of July, oddly enough. And it makes me chuckle that the American election is on, 25th of October?
5th of November.
5th of November, I mean, yeah. Do you know what date that is? That's Guy Fawkes. That's the anniversary of Guy Fawkes, the guy who tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament a couple of centuries ago.
Yeah, or so. Right.
Yeah, I just find it kind of strange that Britain's voting on July 4th and America's voting on November 5th. Anywho, of course, I'm following what's going on back home. I'm not devoting too much time to it because I'm not really interested, to tell you the truth. The political bar, I find, Jim, so low these days that the best limbo dancer in the world couldn't get under it. It's bloody disgraceful. What I'm quite pleased about is, because I've been a lifelong anti-Tory, they're going to get destroyed. They are absolutely going to get destroyed this election. Sad thing about that is it ain't going to make any bloody difference, because the guy that's going to be the new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, the current Labour Party leader, he's just another bought and paid for Israeli shill. They own him. Well, they own both parties, for God's sake. But I will be quite chuffed to see the outcome, because it'll make me smile for a few minutes to see the Tories get destroyed. Now, Boris Johnson, and this is how things change. When they had a general election in 2019, he won with the largest majority they had since the 1950s. And between 2019 and now, they're going to get kicked out. It's just, I don't get it, man. It's just bizarre. But I just wanted to share that with you, because no offense to you and your lovely listeners, I couldn't give a damn who's president of this country, because they're all the same. They're just puppets, man. And people who think they make the decisions, wise up and rise up, please. And as Francis, I think it was Francis, you need to march on Washington and rent a couple of power washers and clean that building out from head to foot, because it's just full of shit.
Well, don't tell us what you really think, Scottish John.
I can't. I'm not allowed to use that language.
Good stuff. Anything, final thought you'd like to add?
A final thought. I just wanted to share how good a magician Margaret Thatcher was back in her day. You know, when Maggie Thatcher came to power in 79, there was 1.25 million people on the unemployment register. And during her reign, shortly after, actually, she came to power, I found myself having to go to the Philippines to find a job. And I was away for 2 years. And when I came back, unemployment had reached 4 million. And she cut that in half overnight. You want to know how she did that?
Oh, tell us.
You were eligible for unemployment benefit if you were unemployed for 6 months. Any longer than that, you went on to Social Security. So you were no longer classed as unemployed, and didn't get included in the figures. So there you go. 2 million disappeared off the unemployment. Wasn't she a magician? Wasn't she a wonderful lady?
Yes. I think we have similar statistics here in the U.S. Totally manipulated.
Yep.
John, like it.
And I'll leave you with this one. This is one of my favorite memories. I actually found myself down in London going looking for, I had a job interview for a job in Hong Kong. And I had a few hours to kill, so I went into the public gallery in the House of Commons. And her chancellor at the time, Nigel Lawson, was given a State of the Union address. And he stood up and said that we were experiencing an economic miracle. And Jim, I was just so shocked that instinctively I stood up and I said, "Are you effing joking?" And I got marched out of the building. I didn't get charged or arrested or anything. But that's how these people work. They double the unemployment, and that's what they call an economic miracle. They're just a bunch of crap. And on that note, goodbye, Jim.
Yeah. Scottish John, good. Cynthia, We're going to hit a break, but we can start talking. And I'm connected with Michael McKibben, and he's a terrific guy. Cynthia, join the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Fetzer. I'm so looking forward to listening to Revolution Radio and hearing that interview. It's occurred to me that since he can show that he was stiffed with Facebook, and the courts were actually corrupted.
Cynthia, hang on. We're at the break. We'll continue right after with Cynthia. Stand by.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Cynthia, go right ahead. Yes, I think I'm going to invite Michael for Monday to be my guest on Revolution Radio. It might be Friday. Go right ahead, Cynthia.
It occurs to me that all those people who lost their material on Facebook when they were cut out, were defrauded, and any agreements they had signed on to are null and void, and they certainly should have a right to financial recovery for all their time and energy contact. But I want to bring up that I've been hearing people, even on Republic Broadcasting, that talk about the wars in Ukraine and Israel and saying, well, why would they do this? Why would they do that? Well, think of this. All of these are efforts to maneuver us into having to send a new generation of young adults from the United States to fight their battles. And they need to be emphasizing this. We need, remember Smedley Butler toured the country trying to head off our participation in World War II, and FDR, that snake, had, you know, pulled his traitorous behavior with Pearl Harbor. And you, by the way, interviewed an author who had figured out that FDR had sold us out at Yalta and was throwing the United States under the bus in favor of China. Am I correct on that? That wasn't that you interviewing an author, maybe Susan Bradshaw or something like that?
Cynthia, I don't recall those details. I mean, we certainly know that FDR was aware the Japanese were going to attack us at Pearl Harbor and didn't warn. He was provoked, actually, to draw the country into World War II because he thought it was a mistake and wanted to overcome isolationist sentiment. But what you're describing may well have been the case. Go on.
Well, that was the gist of what I wanted to mention today, and that and obviously I don't think the draft is constitutional. The Congress has the right to call up the militia in case of invasion. They don't have a right to do draft to a standing army because a standing army isn't constitutional anyway.
Yeah, I wish we were adhering to the Constitution, Cynthia. We'd be a hell of a lot better off.
Oh, and one amendment we definitely need is that under the Constitution, if you're found to be a traitor but you've died, well, they can't seize your assets. Well, that's ridiculous. They can take a long time to figure out who the traitors are, and we should have the right to seize their assets no matter how many generations it takes.
I'm sorry to say, we got a lot of traitors in office right now, as you and I speak, Cynthia, sad to say.
Well, I think a lot of good Americans who went overseas in good faith with our military, and now they're left with disabilities and you know, emotional problems, and their families have suffered. I think they have the right to have some land where they can set up their own farm and have a peaceful rural life. And if the traders have to give up their assets so that these men and women can have that, so be it.
Very good, Cynthia. Very good. A final thought?
No, that's it. That's it. Thank you.
Glad to hear from you. McKibben's a great guy. Real tickled about our connection, and I thank you for that. Hey,
you're welcome.
Joe, make Israel Palestine again. Florida, come on in, Joe.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, indeed. It's thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, by the way, I agree with you and with Roger Stone. I do think that the switch to Michelle Obama is real, and I think it's going to happen. And there's something that happened last weekend, which maybe some people missed, which I think is also a very intriguing indicator. So you remember the famous video from last weekend of Biden freezing there before he's leaving the stage with Obama, right? And, of course, the White House claims it's a fake, which is ridiculous. But anyway, so I looked at that again, and I saw something very interesting after I watched it a couple of times. Notice the behavior of Barack Obama in that moment, okay? So we've seen Biden freeze up, and we've seen his wife and other people kind of shake him out of it. But did you notice what Barack Obama does? First of all, he grabs his hand, right? But then to Biden, he places his hand on Biden's shoulder, okay? But then he continues leading him off the stage with his hand on top of his shoulder, on top of the President of the United States' shoulder, right? And then later he puts his hand on his back. So it seems to me, look, I'm not saying
that there's any, maybe Barack is, I think it was a rather deliberate display by Barack Obama and make sure that people got the message, right? Because the truth is you could probably do a dozen different ways without literally making it look like you were pushing the guy off the stage.
Joe, hang on. I want to carry you over. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah.
Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Joe, you're making a nice point, to wit that Barack Obama, master manipulator, was emphasizing Biden's incompetence by making these physical gestures, taking him by the arm, putting his hand on his back, in case anyone didn't get the message that old Joe is senile now and we need to replace him, where, surprise, surprise, it's going to be none other than Big Mike.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And just a final point on that. If you think of it, what was that event? That was a crowd of the Democrat donors. It wasn't a public event. We have the video from somebody's cell phone. But that was a room filled with people, right, as if there was any doubt that the Obama people have been running this administration anyway. And Barack Obama was signaling to the big Jewish, mainly, donors and others, the movers and shakers, that, okay, we know that you're waiting for Michelle, right? And he was sending a message even to his own supporters saying, like, it's not going to be long because obviously this guy can't go on. Anyway, the bigger thing I wanted to mention. Huh?
Yeah, before we turn to the bigger thing, Joe, I have a friend in Cleveland, used to work in Hollywood, so he, you know, has a sensitivity to aspects. He was a stunt man, but he right. knows a lot of the players and all that. He thinks a lot of the tranny stuff, you know, in the schools was to pave the way for Michelle, because, I mean, how are the American people going to feel about voting for a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill? I mean, give me a break.
Exactly, yeah. Actually, and if you think of it, the very last big issues that the Obama administration was pushing before Trump came in, do you remember? They were the ones that started us down the tranny road. Oh, it's important to have bathrooms for both men and women. I mean, it's gotten out of control under this administration, right, with the fake Admiral Richard Levine. But even back then, they were already starting down that road.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bigger thing I did want to mention was, so, you know, I am actually about the conflict in Israel. Okay. And I want to say that I am praying for the Jewish people. I pray for them, for their conversion, but also because it looks like this is really a very serious, urgent point. And I want to make the point that I think the most anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish leader in world history is a man by the name of Benjamin Netanyahu, right? Now, we know that the Jews claim that Hitler murdered 6 million Jews, which I don't think is true. But let's just say, okay, 6 million. Benjamin, the population right now of Israel is about 10 million, okay? So Benjamin Netanyahu is wedded to the idea of murdering almost 10 million Jews, right? That's what it is. If you look back at the history of this conflict from the very beginning, I believe the evidence, Max Blumenthal has shown it, that, for instance, the majority of Israelis that were murdered on October 7th were actually murdered by the Israeli Defense Force. We see that Hamas killed a certain number, nowhere near as many as they claim. Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, has done a name check. Some people think it's 1,200. Now it's down to 900. But 450 of those were military. So the civilian numbers get lower. There's never any right to kill any civilian, in my opinion, on either side. But I think the facts will show the majority of Jews, Israelis that were killed on October 7th was done by the Israeli government. Following this up right now, we have this moment where Netanyahu is provoking and going headlong into a war with Hezbollah, with Lebanon. Now, there's nobody of any sense in their mind cannot understand that as a suicidal action, okay? I mean, Hezbollah is going to wipe out Israel, okay, if he continues on that path. We talked about this yesterday. Why is he doing it? Okay, you know, he tried to, Netanyahu and the other two thugs, who, by the way, these two other disgusting satanic Jewish leaders, Smotrich and Ben-Gavir, they're just evil. They have been trying to widen the war. It failed, right? It failed to widen the war when they bombed Iranian embassy in Syria. So now this is their next step. Let's attack Hezbollah, though it's obvious they're going to be wiped out. And that's how they won the war, because I think Jews need to wake up in Israel and in this country. Their number one enemy is Benjamin Netanyahu. They need to get rid of that person, because the main danger is the Jews. The second danger, of course, is America, you know, and the world war that they are trying to, and that's not a small thing. In fact, that's the primary thing, is why he's an enemy of America, too. because he's going to start World War III, and he's going to kill a lot of millions of Americans, which is what I frankly care about much more.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff, Joe. Good stuff. Final thought?
All right. That's it. Just have a great weekend. Do pray for peace in the world. That's what I like to say.
Wonderful call, Joe. Bye-bye. Wonderful call. Thank you so much. John in Oklahoma. Join a conversation, John. John, have we got you?
This is John in Michigan.
Okay.
Are you there, John?
Yeah. John, no, it was John in Oklahoma, I think. Mike, am I wrong?
This is John in Michigan.
We lost John in Oklahoma. Okay, go ahead, John in Michigan. We'll come back to Dan in Washington. Go ahead, John. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, my information that I'd like to present to people again. Cynthia from California talks about all of this constitutional stuff, which is very nice that she understands some of the aspects of the Constitution. But I'm asking you, do you have a driver's license, or do you get bills through the mail? Are they all capital letters?
I haven't looked at it of late. I do have the one, you know, that it's called the federal license. That lets you fly, you know, it's useful for ID for all purposes.
Right.
Go ahead. I don't have it right here in front of me, John. I'd have to go upstairs.
No, but all of your insurance, all of your bills are all in cap letters unless you're a nationalist. We are beneficiaries of captured of the bankruptcy of 1933. That's what we're in now. And so talk about the Constitution. If you read the presentation at FAM, I forget the name right now, but it just look up the bankruptcy of FAM Guardian, FAM.org. It explains the whole situation and our money system and the fact that we don't have title to anything, and that the way that we can probably correct this is to make sure that all of these rogue agencies, which the presidency is an agency too, they filed in the Federal Register to get their authority. Otherwise, they don't have authority. Just saying that the Constitution has all of these benefits as people of this country, just go into a courtroom and bring the Constitution up, and you'll see that it doesn't have any basis there. They're administrative tribunals for the bankruptcy. And this is what has to be exposed. And to get rid of the Federal Reserve, Colonel Bull Greitz, most decorated veteran of Vietnam, stated, all you have to do is stamp one coin. The Coinage Act of 1792 is something that the Federal Reserve can't touch because they print money. And you'll see in that bankruptcy information that they told the Roosevelt, his name is Rosenfeld, that you can print as much money as you want. We just want the interest in gold, and that's when he confiscated all the gold. And now the interest is just the people's labor, and it has nothing to do with the Constitution. We're in a corporate entity that was established in 1933. The War Powers Act is reenacted with every Congress. So Constitution, it doesn't work. One other thing, as far as the vice president, I brought up Flynn before, General Flynn, because if Trump were to have to get out of and lose his position if he's president, I'd want to have someone like General Flynn run our country, not some woman or some different person of color. Flynn knows where all the bodies are buried. Obama fired him. He wasn't going to go along with killing Gaddafi, and he knows the deal. He knows all the criminality with all the military stuff, and that's who we need. And then the next one down the road, if you want a woman or, man of color or person of color, then, but the vice president is just as important as the president at this stage of the game.
Yeah, actually terribly important because Trump's age, too. I mean, the guy's not going to live forever, and he's targeted for assassination many, many times over. I've had a friend suggest J.D. Vance, but he's only had like 2 years as a senator. I think that's way too limited. What do you think of Tulsi? Do you like Tulsi at all, John? I still like Tulsi.
No, I don't. She didn't do anything about Lahaina. She just let that go.
And okay.
She also she promoted Israel. She promotes Israel. No.
Okay.
I said no woman. I want a general there because we're dealing with all these criminals around the country that are military. We need someone that would be able to communicate at that level. Otherwise, we're just going to be putting another politician into the freaking spotlight, and they're all bought off. I told you, we're in a bankruptcy. They all know it.
So
check that out at famguardian.org. Bankruptcy of 1933, folks.
Good stuff, John. Thank you for the call. Dan in Washington, join the conversation. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, Bix. You said you didn't have callers, so I called in, but there are quite a few called in before.
Okay. We're good, Dan. Go ahead.
Well, real quick on Tulsi, I thought it would have been a good move if Kennedy and Tulsi, like, he would have picked her as a running mate, but instead he just picked some, you know, the white.
Billionaire. A billionaire.
Yeah. And had no political experience other than having sex with the head of Google, basically. I don't know. I thought Tulsi and Kennedy would have been good. I think Kennedy just screwed it up right there. I'm not going to vote for him. I don't, you know, there's a lot of stuff I don't like about the Kennedys anyway. So, I don't know. That was just kind of the final straw. But I wanted to comment on the Asian Stop Asian Hate group.
Yeah.
We did a lot of research, and the heads of that group are basically, they're either half Jewish or all Jewish. Because we noticed, you had BLM, and you had a lot of so-called violence against Asians. And they would go out there with these signs saying stop white supremacy and white men this, white people that. But most of the violence was actually just black people like punching, you know, Chinese ladies in New York City and stuff. So we tracked it down. So, I mean, the head Stop Asian Hate is basically, you know, financed and ran by Jews. So it's just another... It's just another Jewish organization that's anti-white, you know?
There's a whole lot of them out there, Dan. Thanks. Thanks for the call, friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jim in Virginia. Jim, join the conversation. Jim.
Good day to you, Jim. When I'm on a lot of websites and they have a chat on the side and everything, I'm wondering, have you ever heard of MOHAP? People type it in chat all the time.
I'm not sure. What does it mean? What is MOHAP?
Well, Michelle Obama has a penis.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course she does.
It's always in the side chat when I'm watching some of these videos. It's crazy. People know. Okay. People know.
Good. Yeah. So how are they going to respond to her? How are they going to respond to her as a candidate, Jim? And I think, by the way, they want to put off the announcement as late as possible so there's less time to criticize her. I mean, what qualification does she have for being president except being the consort of Barack Obama and having deceived the American people for decades?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No qualifications whatsoever. You're exactly right, Jim.
It's insulting. To even be thinking of Michelle Obama as a candidate. Insulting.
But they know that she was popular and they, look what they threw at us last time. So they figure, well, she's more popular than him, so maybe we got a chance. But,
but remember,
most people are just going to say
that. Here's the way it goes, Jim. Because she's new, they'll steal the election claim. Everyone was so enthusiastic to have someone who was a non-politician and a woman that she just swept away the crowds. That's how they would want to play it, I guarantee.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, as far as my phone, do I come through to you clear?
pretty clear, pretty clear. There's a little, it's not as high quality as many other callers, but it's just a function of the phone. It's good enough,
I'm
Jim.
I'm surprised. It's I'm not surprised because,
yeah.
You know, a lot of the callers are calling. I do have a hard time understanding what they're saying. But that leads me to another question, Jim. If
sure.
we can't even have good communications on here, how in the world did we talk to someone on the moon?
Oh, we did. That was all a farce. You know, there was no time delay. You're talking about 250,000 miles. There shouldn't have been a delay. You know, Nixon would ask something, delay. They come back, then you get the response, delay. Then it was like he was talking to someone in the next room. I mean, and that's because he was right here on Earth. The whole thing was staged. If you ever look at the film Capricorn 1, it shows you exactly how they did it with the moon landing. They were pretty elaborate, but I and many others have blown it apart in so many different ways. I even have a book about it where my co-author, Mike Palachuk, suggested as a title for this book what someone might say in response to our first, "Nobody died at Sandy Hook." And I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. And, of course, we
didn't
go to the moon either, but there it is. That's available at moonrockbooks.com, but it's been banned by Amazon. Both of those, two of six of my books banned by Amazon, Jim.
Okay, so, you know, the thing is about the moon, I don't really believe we ever went there. And the thing is, you know, Stanley Kubrick, even I've downloaded a video where he actually he turned into an alcoholic in his later years because he felt like he betrayed the American people. But
The Shining, by the way, which of course he directed, is replete with all kinds of little symbolic hints that we didn't go to the moon. And there's a confession out there where he says he didn't do it. Now some claim it's a deep fake, but I think it's authentic, certainly. What he is saying appears to be true, that he did the film The Moon Landing for the benefit of the American government at some exorbitant, I think it paid for his whole Space Odyssey 2001.
Yeah, and the loudmouth from Texas, you know, has his daughter on, and she sits there and says, oh, I'm so tired of people saying all this stuff about my dad and blah, 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 you know. But, you know, when you actually have a video of him actually saying that, you know, I filmed the whole thing. And proof. About it.
I have given so much proof that we didn't go to the moon. If anyone has any doubts.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've seen your videos.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Here's another thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And I still can't get this point across to the RBN listeners, but all these people who raved about the guest that you took, the host that you took over his spot, about 9/11 and the Pentagon and the moon and everything. You know, the greatest show that you could ever have on this network would be the interview of the guy who spot you took over.
About those subjects?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Jim.
I'll see.
It'd be an awesome show.
I like ideas. Thank you for a great call, Jim. Good one.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Kathleen in Texas, join the conversation, Kathleen.
Hey, Jim. Great show, and great show on Revolution Radio today. And I feel like I'm greedy because on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you, even though that's very enjoyable to me, that's a hard day for you, 2 hours with Revolution Radio, 1 hour break, and then 2 hours at RBN. So I really do appreciate you, but I hope you're not killing yourself.
And what you don't know is on Monday, then after dinner at 5, I have a 2.5 hour show. It's 2 1-hour segments. Well, we take a break, and it usually runs about 2.5. That turns out to be Truth versus News, which we used to do on Sundays. So Mondays
can you get a call in line for that for people who
because it's pre-recorded. It's re-recorded.
Oh, I
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Well, I'm even greedier. But anyway, I wanted to, and then Paul today on Revolution Radio, I agree with him that we all of this we're being distracted to believe that there's a difference between the two parties, and there isn't. And
yeah,
so I agree with him with that. And then I really liked Cynthia's call today to you on RBN. Very sad about the all the soldiers who were tricked into going to the military with lies. And
yes.
I like the idea that she wants to give them property and farms and so on. And so I'll vote for her. And then as far as a vice president, if because I'm not sure I'm courageous enough not to vote, for a vice president for Trump, what about Colonel McGregor? Your guest
I'm a huge fan, of Colonel McGregor. He'd be wonderful.
Oh, okay. Because I liked him too. Because he's definitely not going to be. Okay, good.
Could also be Secretary of Defense, but I think McGregor would be great. Yeah, Kathleen, very nice call. Very nice call.
Could you put me back to Mike, the producer?
I think so. Yeah, I think you can speak to Mike. Meanwhile, Kathleen, thank you for the call. We have Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. Has anybody checked into J.D. Vance's wife?
She's
Chinese.
Oh, yeah?
She's written a couple of books.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever mentioned his wife.
What are the books about?
I don't know. I just think she's Chinese. You can check that out. You know, also, I'm going to admonish the callers. Come on, callers. You're worried about the Constitution? We're like 2 minutes away from it. We're in World War III. We're about ready to get nuked. Come on. Keep your head in the game here.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Mr. Fetzer during his monologue? And also Mark Dankoff this morning? We're very close to being in war, and you guys are worried whether we're in constitutional or not.
Yes, yes. Laura, you're right across
you're
the board.
Yeah,
I got the last view of the Dankoff. Yeah, he's a good guy. I appreciate it.
Excellent.
Thank you today. Yes. Laura, thank you very much. I'm going to try and squeeze in James from Vancouver here for the last minute. Laura, call again. I like your calls. James in Vancouver.
Don't forget the Obama cook.
I know. You know, I was thinking about that. Tafari Campbell. Yeah, Obama himself appears to have been involved in his death. I mean, I was reporting that at the time. We cannot sweep that under the rug. That's a great point, James. Good.
And then there's the Joan Rivers hit. Don't forget that one. And
you know, I subsequently saw a video of a woman coming out from an opera or something in New York, and she had the voice and the sound and the size and the shape of Joan Rivers. I think she's actually alive. They just had to get her out of the spotlight.
All right.
I think they just had to get her out of the spotlight.
Well, then there's the Andrew Breitbart hit. Don't forget that one. I don't think they faked that one.
I don't know much about that. You could probably inform me about that.
He had a glass of wine, and then he dropped dead, right?
Well.
But
obviously, poisoning. Yeah.
Right. Well, then there's the Hillary Clinton hit list, okay?
Oh, so I know. It's up to around 200. I know. It's very bad.
Big Mike is a CIA. Officer, he's got all kinds of experience to be president, let me tell you.
James, thanks for the call. No. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Tom, for Utah, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. But have a great weekend and support RBN. I'm not